Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's your news for this hour. And here on County District Court before Judge Ferris, Dorian Morgan Lees has entered a no contest plea to charges in two separate cases. In case 2680 SP, Lees pleaded no contest to an amended charge of failure to report an accident. The factual basis represented involved a vehicle found on February 10, 2026 in Grant Township with over $1,000 in crash damage that was not reported to authorities. The plea agreement for this charge includes fines and costs. For case 26-169SM, Lacey also pleaded no contest to malicious use of a telecommunications device. This charge stems from a December 7, 2025 incident in Chandler Township where Lacey sent text messages threatening to assault a complaining witness with a firearm. The agreement for this case involves a 120-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion, the conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace and Lees must complete the Thinking Matters program. Judge Ferris accepted the no contest pleas. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 28th at 10 a.m. following a probation interview and recommendation. And although voters in Tuesday's election removed three Elmwood Township Board of Trustee members from office, it will take a few days to see any changes. Voters approved having Michelle Hope replace Pamela Brinkman as clerk and Daryl Mendrick and Tom Lounsbury replace Evan Laurie and Rochelle Brown as trustees. Until certification is complete, those who were recalled will continue to perform the duties of the office, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, noting those who won the election cannot take office until the election results have been verified. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. on Thursday, I believe that's today, in the People's Building to begin canvassing election results. But the process is more complicated than that. The outstanding military and overseas voters, or MOVE, and signature cure ballots have to be reviewed and determined if they are returned within the deadline time. The deadline for an absentee ballot that needs the signature cure processed is Friday, and the deadline for a MOVE absentee ballot to be returned is Monday, May 11th. The election results are not official until that process is complete, Fetting noted. When we come, no sponsors. And U.S. Coast Guard Great Lakes District plans to deploy a fleet of autonomous surface drones across the Great Lakes this summer to support maritime operations. Officials say the technology will be in use from May through October, expanding the Coast Guard's ability to monitor activity across the region. The uncrewed vessels run on a hybrid electric system combining wind propulsion with solar-assisted battery power. Each drone is equipped with radar, cameras, and collision avoidance technology while remaining under constant remote supervision by human operators who can step in if necessary. According to the Coast Guard, the drones will focus on maritime awareness, tracking vessel traffic, identifying boats in distress, and detecting potential illegal activity on the water. The agency says the added capability is expected to strengthen safety and security efforts throughout the Great Lakes during the busy boating season. And that's been your local, regional, and news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.